Outside the Boeing plant in Everett, newly assembled 787s sit ready for delivery. Inside, the production line rolls on. That's despite this week's setbacks for the company's newest model, the 787 Dreamliner. Airlines around the world have grounded the planes amid concerns about its lithium-ion batteries. It was a battery issue that caused an all-Nippon Airways 787 to make an emergency landing in Japan earlier this week. KUOW's Liz Jones visited the Boeing plant in Everett to get a closer view of the aircraft under scrutiny.
So this is our strato deck, our observation deck that has just a fantastic view.
I met Tony Olson at the Future of Flight Museum. It's right next door to Boeing's plant in Everett. We're looking across Payne Field at a row of brand new planes ready for delivery.
To the right is an 87, and you can tell by the wings, they're just a little perky. It's hard to explain the difference, but you can
see the perky wing.
They tilt up just a little, and then in flight, you know, you see them bend.
There are two planes for Polish Airlines, one for Japan Airlines, and another for All Nippon Airways.
This is just standard out here, sometimes more.
The museum offers the only public tours of the plant. I took one along with about 15 tourists. No recording is allowed. On a balcony above the 787 assembly line, our guide says the operation looks like any other day. Dreamliner number 94 is parked at the front. It's an order for Thomson Airways, which is set to be the first British airline to fly this aircraft. A huge wall is decorated with the tails of all the 787s delivered so far to various airlines. It's like a collection of trophies. A Canadian tourist, Marilyn Anderson, asks our guide about the recent mishap with the Dreamliner. The guide says he can't comment. After the tour, I ask Anderson if she'd fly in a 787 after the FAA gives the all clear.
I think it would have to be a while in the future at this point, just because it's very fresh, you know, and I think it would have to be, they'd have to sort of get the cobwebs out of it and, you know, try it a little bit more. You know.
How long would you think?
Well, I'm going to say a good year, you know, I think a year is reasonable.
Other people on the tour say they're confident the plane will be safe once it's cleared to fly again. At a restaurant across from the plant, Boeing workers come and go. Most say they're not allowed to talk to the media, but a young mechanic says his coworkers don't seem too concerned. He brushes off the 787 battery issue as a supplier problem. Carl Suring is finishing up his lunch. He's a commercial pilot and a Boeing contractor. His company works on safety issues with Boeing's older aircraft. Suring puts a positive spin on this recent trouble with the 787.
This is a revolutionary airplane. I think it's been amazing that we've had so few problems.
Suring says people in the industry tend to expect a few bumps along the way with any new product. He understands future 787 passengers might be wary about safety issues, but not him.
I don't think there's any reason to push back. Matter of fact, an airplane that has this level of scrutiny with this sort of a problem will be that much safer than those that haven't been reviewed.
I asked Suring whether he thinks Boeing will lose business because of this problem with the 787. He responds with a little joke.
You know, they say the greatest competitor for a new Boeing airplane is an old Boeing airplane, so we'll see over time how well it works out.
I'm Liz Jones reporting.